We'll get Lee Sterling in here soon. He's certainly on the move today. Like I said, it's not a Friday. Heck, it's not even 4 o'clock, but we managed to get our priorities straight and get him on. And with that, we turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yeah, he had the Rams in a tight one in that insane Monday nighter. The Cougs remain in the hunt for all the marbles after beating up on Arizona. Another great week for his service at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee, I know you've been busy today, so I just want to verify. I'm Steve. This is Eugene. are you all good with that?
Yeah, you're the third to last show. Did 41 shows so far. Been a long day, but holding up okay.
All right. No, I just sometimes...
I'm sleeping in tomorrow morning. I expect my girls to serve me breakfast in bed.
That's cool. I just, you know, sometimes I figure rock stars, they're on tour and they have to be reminded what city they're in, what the playlist is.
All right. I am. I'm tired, but I'm so coherent.
All right, cool. I know when you've got action and clients, you kind of view games through a different lens, but were you still able to get kind of a kick out of Rams-Chiefs because you don't see games like that? It was crazy.
It was crazy. Here's what's the craziest thing about it. Both defensive lines actually played pretty well, and both teams still gave up over 51 points. It's just the way... things have changed in the NFL. I mean, NFL is becoming almost like college football now.
Yeah, the references to the Pac-12, a Big 12 actually, have been pretty funny. All right, so let's get to the ball games here while I have you awake. Somebody on Jim Rome yesterday said Michigan and Ohio State is an overrated rivalry and we should stop talking about it. That's not really going to happen. So we know Harbaugh is seeking his first win over this team. They know their path to the playoff. Ohio State lucky to have survived Maryland. So Bucky, a home underdog under Suburban Meyer for the first time. Go Blue -4. What's your play here?
Yeah, first home underdog role since 2011. They've won 13 out of 14 straight up. Jim Harbaugh needs this game desperately. But something has been amiss with this Ohio State team all year. Now, three of the last six games, they've turned the ball over three times. And if you watch the Michigan State game, they had trouble in poor weather. They have some incredible receivers. They got like six guys that would start for almost anyone at receiver. They like to push the ball down the field. But against Michigan State, the conditions were horrific. I don't think they're going to be at that level, but they're forecasting rain through at least the first or early second half of this game. And if that's the case, it favors Michigan. I just think Urban Meyer knows this is not one of his better teams. They don't tackle well, and Michigan's offense is just so balanced, and their defense, if not the best, in the top two around the country. I'm going with Michigan. They finally break through.
All righty. Season, somebody told you, healthy, nothing dramatic. USC is going to play their last game of the regular season as a 10-point home underdog. You'd have thought they were nuts, but, you know, they've had some defensive issues, the growing pains of JT Daniels. They just lost to UCLA. Now, Notre Dame's got everything to play for. They're an independent. They win. They're in. They looked really sharp last week. Fighting Irish, laying it, 10 at Troy. Who are you liking here?
They just don't have any weakness. And Alabama, Clemson, a few other teams might be better, but they just play well together. And they get it right now. And even the special teams are very strong. So they took care of Syracuse. They dismantled them. You know, people say Dungy got hurt, but they were still going to win that game by 20, 25 points. So, USC's in trouble here. Their defense is just not playing at a high level, just giving up too many points. And unless they can just put it all together, I don't see it. So I think this line is short. Give me Notre Dame. They win and cover here, 37-14.
All righty. Apple Cup time on Friday. Boy, if they ever needed to avoid Coogan, it's this one in Pullman. You know, look at Minshew last week. I mean, his halftime numbers, 5 touchdowns, 55 points, 311 passing yards. The Huskies messed around a little bit at home, pulled away against the Beavs. And now, huge game. Miles Gaskin is healed up. Dogs know they win in the North as theirs, and they are a 3-point doggy at Martin Stadium. Who we like in here?
Well, if they were not going to have the full complement of players, and I'm talking about they got one of their key tight ends back a couple weeks ago, their star left tackle, Washington, I wouldn't pick them, but you know, with those guys back, I think their offense is going to roll. I think they're going to run the ball, play a little keep away. The public is going to bet Washington State. I mean, they saw game day there. They won that game. They won big last week, scoring 55 in the first half. People bet and play favorites and teams and games that they remember. And those are the two most memorable things that happened to this team that this year. And then if you look at the last 5 years, what has Washington State done against the Washington defense? Well, they have not been able to score 20 points in any of the last 5 games. The weather forecast looks like it's going to be rainy. That certainly has to help Washington, which is the better runner here. Don't fall for the trap. Give me the Huskies. They finally put down the Cougs here. The Cougs finally, I don't know if they're going to Coug it, but I think that you're going to think, I just think Washington's a better team, and they're going to pound them. I think they win this game here 31-20.
All righty. Yeah, I don't know if that'll fall in. We'll see. If it's one of those late-game miseries, then we can categorize it as a Cougar. So at Reser Stadium, about 40 miles north of me, the 122nd edition of the Civil War, obviously Oregon State playing out the string, hoping to own the state for a year, ducks off that heart-stopping home win against ASU. Oregon hoping to, I guess, upgrade their bowl and get to 8 regular season wins for the first time since 2015. And they're going on the road laying it big, minus 15. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I think that Oregon State's going to have to hit totally the passing game. They're going to have to throw this football and use the pass to open up the run. So, yeah, there's a lot of injuries for the Ducks here, but this defense, the one thing that really stares out at you, the Oregon State defense has not stopped anyone. I think they've given up plus 500 yards in 8 of the 11 games this year. So I just don't see any improvement or any way they're going to be able to stop the Ducks here. Might be close for a while, but give me the Ducks here. They win and cover 45-22.
All righty. Talking with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, let's get to the NFL. While it seems a long time ago, it was only 6 days ago, the Seahawks and Russell Wilson got the best of Aaron Rodgers and the Pack. That brilliant check down to the former Duck Ed Dixon, the game winner. Now they visit Carolina off kind of a silly loss at Detroit where they went for 2. They're still obviously very much in the wild card picture. Seattle's got to win this game. They're a 3-point road dog in Charlotte. How do you see the story here?
You know, I didn't get that going for 2. I didn't think it was a wise move, but at home they're a different team. They're only scoring 20 points on the road. They're scoring over 35 points at home, so they just seem to play well. You know, McCaffrey out of the backfield. I just don't know if you're going to see Seattle have any answer for that. Their secondary is still very, very young for Seattle. Offensive line, work in progress, and you got to run the ball against Carolina to be successful. And that front seven for Carolina, second to none. So I think it's a tough spot here for Seattle. I'm going to lay the 3.5 in Carolina. They win and cover 34-20.
All righty, and your game of the week is the Vikings hosting the Packers in a really critical game both ways. And folks know the drill by now. When you and I talk, it's always we like to check out the local or the regional angle, talk about the big matchups. But Paramount Sports is about one thing, picking winners for your clients. So let our listeners know how to get Green Bay at Minnesota and all your service has to offer.
Well, not just because it's Thanksgiving. It's a real big week for us. We have our turkey shootout. We've had some incredible records on this. It's 15 games from tomorrow all the way to Sunday. We've gone 13-2 a couple times, 12-3 a few years. So you want to hop on board 15 games, and you don't have to wait until Saturday or Sunday to get all your games. They're all available on an instant download, normally $147. Last year we had it discounted to $97. I want everyone to get involved. I'm going to make it so it's affordable to everyone. $5.13 to play, 15 games, just $77. How do you get it? You go to ParamountSports.com or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
Hey, Lee, always a lot of fun. May you and yours have a joyous, festive Thanksgiving, and we'll see what happens this weekend, and then we'll chat again prior to championship week.
Sounds good. You take care, Steve.
All right, take it easy, Lee.